very thoughtful of him to have such a nice form, though.
Yeah.
It was very thoughtful of him to give us such a nice form.
Yeah. It was such a nice form, and then he crushed that form. And when he had the nice form, he hid himself from introducing himself as who he really is. And then when his form got distorted and he was in caste and this and that and the right side and the left side broken and nose bridge gone and this and that and all this, and then he says, I am that one. Mm. And we who were around there felt so sad about it. But why at this juncture? Why could you not have said it earlier when you were so strong and all that? When you were so... You were the very replica of that, you see. Why now in this sort of a helpless state, lying like that with his leg up there in a car, and says, I am the one, come on. It was very embarrassing for us to witness such a thing. Yeah. But why? But the beauty of it is that those who were around, they accepted with tears. Yeah. That is what we saw and we felt. Within us, we felt so embarrassed when he declared like that, when he introduced himself like that. But the reaction was quite different. It's like that, always. We can't fathom his ways. He uses any tool trying to stir our heart up. That's what is needed, is that so that the mind remains subdued through the stirring of the heart. At present, the mind is all-powerful, heart is made to rest, is not given any scope. So he tries to do something to the heart. He wants his workers to do that too, stir the pot all the time.
But to keep the mind at rest through all of that.
Hmm?
But if you say to keep the mind at rest through all of that, keep
the mind quiet. Yeah. Mind, Baba says, mind at rest is heart awake. Heart at rest, mind is awake, mind is active. So what is needed is mind at rest. Mind should be active, but shouldn't have the predominance over the heart. Because it's through the mind only that we will be reaching. Mm. Heart is the grip, and mind is our horse that will take us. Mm.
Do you think Baba waited because he didn't want people to believe him just because he was so beautiful? I mean, he was
very handsome, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, but I don't know whether he waited just because of that. He can be handsome and he can introduce himself that he is that if he wanted. But his introduction must carry weight. Impression should be such, indelible impressions should be there, so he uses this. They are always remembered through their suffering. There is no doubt about that. Buddha is remembered for that, Jesus is remembered for that, Zoroaster is remembered for that, Ram is remembered for that, Krishna is remembered for that.
How is Krishna depicted as suffering? I've rarely seen him depicted suffering.
He suffered a lot for the opposition. If you look at the Mahabharata, the humiliation and all that is there all the time. Suffering in the sense, not bodily suffering, but he did fall sick. There are mentions about his being very sick, incurable sickness was there. The other day we were talking about it. And there was no way out for any cure or anything sort. Whatever the medicine at that time or the doctors at the time were, whatever it be, there was no such thing as that. No cure was there. And those who were around him begged of him that you are our Lord, you must be knowing everything. Why don't you tell us what, guide us what to do? He says, there is no cure for this sickness. Then what is the cure? There is but one cure, and that is, get me the earth from under the feet of my lover. And if you rub that on my body, that fever which is uncontrollable and all that will leave me. So we have that chapter there. And they go out in search of his lovers who abounded at that time. These groups like us, there, who call themselves his lovers. And he says, no, we can't do that. We can't give dust from under our feet to rub on the body of the Lord. You mean to say that you want us to be dragged into hell like that for that? This sort of sacrilege is blasphemous on our part. No, he says, that is the cure. He has himself said so. No, but we can't do that. We can't do that. No amount of search or anything was available, except then they reached Radha. Said, well, at least she would comply with it. And she says, you want just a fistful of earth? You can bring baskets if you want to, if that cures my Lord. Yeah. I don't mind being dragged to hell or any place worse than hell. If that gives relief to my Lord, it's there. Take as much as you want. How many steps you want me to put? And it did work. It did work. That showed the power of the love of his lovers.
I had read that he died as the, well, there someone had cursed him many years before, and he actually allowed himself to fall prey to that curse when the due time came.
Who, Krishna?
Krishna.
The arrow pierced through his heel. Somebody shot an arrow.
But many years before, after the war, the mother of the Kauravas, mother of the opposition.
Duryodhana's mother.
Gandhari.
Yeah.
She had been blindfolded her whole life because her husband was blind. And she was seems to have been a very noble person. But all the Pandavas came and begged, you know, for forgiveness. And she forgave them all. But finally, to Krishna, she said, this is all your fault. It's because of your indifference that this has been allowed to happen. You're indifferent to all of to, I guess, her sons.
Kauravas.
Yeah, the Kauravas. And she...
But then she forgot their arrogance, she forgot.
She forgot that. How they had made every other option impossible.
Yeah.
So she's cursed him that after 36 years, his whole kin, they should kill each other.
Destroyed, yeah.
And that he himself should die, I think by an arrow. And after 36 years, a brawl occurred and all his kin were killed, and then said he remembered her curse and realized that he would die soon. Even Krishna let this all be fulfilled.
Permits himself to be exalted and be cursed.
Did Buddha eat that poison here for something?
The last supper of his. Yeah. Boar's meat. And rice. But his compassion was so great that he called his cousin there and told him, remember that never let him feel that because of the last food that I had, give him this information that Buddha, that blessed is he who first serves the first meal immediately after the enlightenment, and the last meal are the blessed ones. He said that.
But they didn't do it on purpose. It just happened.
No, nothing. Yeah. Because he was so poor, and the meat must have been kept there, and all that, it must have been spoiled. So he ate. He was invited and he ate. Yeah. What cannot love do, you see? Yeah. It brings God on earth. He suffers for the sake of love. He dies for the sake of love. Yeah. It's all because of love, as Baba would say. Everything is because of love, in one form or another.